2025. And we have got so many crazy developments. I'm about to start hitting it right now.
Tomorrow's news today.
All right, my friends. It is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. And I've known what was going to happen all along, and it's happened. Trump has come out and said Zelensky's a dictator and needs to go. After Zelensky publicly said, I'm not even going to read the U.S.-Russia plan. I want to join NATO. I want war. And that's what the globalists want. That's what the NATO and the EU want. So we'll be forced to leave NATO or go to war with Russia. That is the plan. So that's coming up. General Flynn contacted us yesterday, and we usually beg to get him on, and he said, listen, we got five big pieces of intel. Patrick Byrne, we're going to send him down here, and he's an intelligence asset, not for the CIA, but another group. Kind of obvious who. And I mean, who else is there? The military. And then Flynn's going to pop in with the kind of a breakdown of it as well. So this is huge, exclusive intel coming up. This is really important about the ongoing globalist coup, the different threats that are faced. And you have to understand, when Flynn's telling you all this stuff, he's saying, oh, it's my analysis, my opinion. It's not even that. He has the intel. Former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor, you know, all that. And I concur with his analysis, and I can just scan all the on-the-ground intel and everything and see what's going on. But you're not going to get better information than from General Flynn. That's in 30 minutes. And Byrne flew down here at Flynn's request, and he's going to get five of the big intel dumps coming up. And as you've noticed, this isn't bullcrap stuff that's grabbed out of the ether. This is real information. And again, this information getting out can stop the globalists and will stop the globalists if you get it out dead in their tracks. You notice our talking points, our analysis is picked up within a week by the White House. And that's really what all this is. And Flynn's talking to him behind the scenes, and so are we. But it has a big effect because it also reads in a lot of other people on what's going on. We're decompartmentalizing what's really happening. And Mike Benz is doing a fabulous job as well. He just got onto the Podesta plan and the Red Mirage plan. I mean, I call it Podesta plan. They call it Red Mirage plan. And now they're now running it again, and it's all part of the same operation. But he went and found even more documents, did an hour-long show 2 days ago, and I ended up watching it last night. And I know more about this than probably anybody, just from digging into so much of it, wide spectrum. But I learned a lot from him because he's able to ferret in. That's what he did in the government. He's had a lot of access. So just amazing. This ongoing coup. And again, we harp on it all day because it's the big problem. And it runs the open borders and the destruction of the country and starting the wars and the trying to brainwash our kids and the lockdowns and poison shots. It's all coming out of the deep state. And it's international. You got all the documents coming out where Obama and then Biden and all of it, and even when Trump was in, using the EU money that had already been shifted over there to attack the U.S. and covert operations and propaganda and slow rolling coup. So this is the big enchilada. I know it's fun to have patriot infighting and soap operas and screaming at each other and just all the stuff that goes on. You're not getting that here because we're about moving the needle to save the country and save the world. So just a spectacular amount of information on that front. Really bad news out of Australia. And when I saw the Drudge headline, I thought, that's the big domino. I had no idea. The government said, oh, we're the first domino for the global ID. So they're selling it like, oh, we're banning 16 and under from being on social media. That's not what this is. It's an internet ID. So you got to prove and log in every time to prove that you're not under 16. That's internet ID. And they brag that's what it is. Global. And it's the UN plan they put in. This is really bad. We'll be right back when we come back.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice. his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous that they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that, but now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways, in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Need to get your game face on, ladies and gentlemen, because the hour is late. It is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I am your host and chronicler, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting defiantly against tyranny in defense of freedom worldwide. I am 100% committed to you. Because we're all in this together, and you need to commit to me to stand against these tyrants with everything you've got, because the hellish dystopia they're building is a fate worse than death. All right. When Trump would say aggressive things towards Russia and say, okay, maybe we'll give them long-range missiles to Ukraine, I was saying that's art of the deal, trying to get more concessions from the Russians, and he got a lot. And the peace plan's out there. They'd give up most of the territory, pull back, an agreement to not have Ukraine enter NATO. The dictator Zelensky could, I guess, still stay there. Because he said, I will leave after the war over, maybe 20 years. That's a quote. His little Cookie Monster voice. Trump said, we'll give him, you know, 6 to 10 months or so, Zelensky. Well, Zelensky publicly put it out that he didn't read the peace plan. He's not even looking at it. He says Russia has to pay hundreds of billions of reparations, give back all the land, let them basically join NATO, all the red lines Russia had to begin with. So Trump played the ace of spades card today, and we'll play the clip in a moment, and he said Zelensky needs to hold elections. Ukraine is not a democracy. That's shorthand for Zelensky is a dictator in his little dictator monkey suit. And Trump has said, and Musk has said, they've been in the meetings, and Senator Lee and others, and it's the right move. If NATO wants to try to drag us into a war, and NATO and the EU have said they're barreling forward to do it, and they're launching conscription for women as well as men, and saying that's their business plan, a 20 to 30 year war they believe will stay conventional. That they're going to continue the war on. And it's the same thing from a year ago when Trump was first about to get back in, and they created that northern group within NATO led by Starmer and Macron. And now there's the northern group. They are moving forward. So if we don't want to be in this war with Russia, because the EU is literally demographically and financially collapsing, they admit that. Their finance ministers admit it. Basically all of them, their presidents, prime ministers have said for years, our business model is war. And that's how we'll crack down and take rights domestically. And how we'll raise all this money and, you know, launder it through and give it to themselves. It's wild. But that's what collapsing empires always do, is a war. So it's the default setting. What did Musk say last year and this year at the World Government Forums? That's what they're called by the WEF. He said, listen, we all know in history that when empires and bubbles are coming to an end, there's always a giant war. We have all these nuclear weapons now. We can't do that. We have to bypass that. We have to go away from austerity and go with massive innovation and get out of this debt bubble, which we can do. And they're like, no, we're doing the Great Reset, austerity, because they think they can be insulated from all the austerity and people being poor and use that to put us on carbon taxes and carbon rations and social credit score controlled universal basic incomes. And that somehow the elite are going to, you know, have 0.1% with already 80% of the wealth. They want like 95% for total control. And they think somehow they're going to get out of this. And all the futurists and historians and think tanks and Rand Corporation, and I've been saying it long before they started coming out in the last 5 years, said, actually, this ain't going to work. When you, anywhere in the world, these could be blacks, whites, Asians, Hispanics, doesn't matter. When 50% of the paycheck goes to energy and food, you get societal degeneration. You get up to 60%, you get total civil war, death, destruction. And you push up into 70%, you're talking World War Z, okay? People are a lot more dangerous than, you know, than fictional zombie movies. You ever seen army ants go through the jungle and a day later there's not a leaf left? That's what humans do, but worse. We don't have 90% of the public living on farms like we did in the Great Depression. And 7 million people at least starved to death during that. You cut off food and energy, it is going to be hell on earth. And that's the plan of the Great Reset. And Trump's getting us out of that, killing the carbon tax, all of it. But in Europe, they blew up the Nord Stream. They got rid of all the coal power plants. People don't even have money for heating in Germany. It's literal. They don't have enough power to run the Mercedes-Benz factories. You're like, why are they doing that? Let's have a war with Russia and let's cut off the energy and squeeze the public and ship in 30, 40 million North Africans and Muslim military-age men, 90% of them on welfare, running around raping everyone. They're doing it again in Italy, they're telling citizens, you will take in migrants into your house and not even get paid. This is war. This is replacement migration. This is asymmetrical warfare. General Flynn contacted us yesterday morning and said, we need to break major intel on the deep state. And he said, I want to send Patrick Byrne down there, who's worked with Flynn off and on for a long time. Let's leave it at that. It's now been declassified. He's done intelligence agency work. We're going to get into the details of it. But Flynn wanted him to come down here for at least an hour and a half and brief you and break these five new things they've just got. So that's in the last hour and a half today. But Flynn's coming on in about 15 minutes, or exactly 15 and a half minutes, to give us an update on the ongoing color revolution situation. And finally, the White House is listening. Finally, the Pentagon's listening. Finally, Congress is listening. We're getting real traction on this. And that's the way Trump is. Flynn tells him this in person at the White House in Mar-a-Lago, tells him on the phone, and then Trump gets distracted with everything. But now they're talking a lot at the White House. And you've seen Jesse Waters and Stephen Miller saying, no, we've been briefed by the CIA. This is a rogue CIA group trying to overthrow the country. We got to pick one agency that's at the center of it. It's that, but it's a lot more than that. It's the NGOs. It's all of it. It's BlackRock. And now you've seen that talking point all on Newsmax, Fox, talk radio. Yes, because that's what we're facing. You've got to explain to America where we're at. Not just sit there and let the left continue to try to run all this. You got to make it cut and dry. So that is really good news. And we're not just educating through the White House. We're educating the military. We're educating the public. But when I run into National Guard in D.C. even 3-4 months ago, they were all listeners, white, black, female. They were all listeners. Like, oh, I was listening yesterday. Oh, I was listening today. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. We're getting a soft deployment ahead of the left doing a big uprising. And our officers are reticent. We know. And by the way, we all listen. We listen in the barracks, sir. And you know, we're turning the cameras off then doing live streams. And Reese, the camera guy, was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm like, yeah, man, people are awake. So, and I'm not saying that to brag. I want the bad guys to know. You're not doing this in the dark, Dumbo. Got a big-ass spotlight on you, roaches. So you failed to get us off the air because of God working through the listeners to support us and Providence. It's all glory to God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But just know, you're beaten. Just like the intro to the show clip we just put out from last week. I'm reposting on X right now. The New World Order is doomed. Now, can you claw us into hell with you? Yeah. And I'm just saying, listen, let's talk about this a little bit. You know whistleblowers are pouring in. You know you guys are in trouble. You know we've already politically, grievously wounded you over and over again. You're not going to make it. You just need to run up a white flag. And you need to, you know, just go ahead and stop doing what you're doing. And things will go a lot better for everybody. But I assure you, we're not stopping We're not going away. We're getting stronger. You're getting weaker. The public doesn't believe a damn thing you say and is on to all your crap. And after Flynn leaves, they tried to, the UN sponsored it, literally have the documents right here. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation run the UN agency advisory board for the world ID, the world tax, the carbon tax, the internet ID, social credit score, vaccine passport system. It's all the same thing. I'll read it over. Got the document right here. So you see the headline, Australia banned social media for under 16. That's not what that is. It's an internet ID where everybody gets internet ID, whether you're 85 years old or 16, and you got to go be tracked everywhere you go. That's the holy grail of the whole system. That is the mark of the beast. That is the control system. It's the same system. Everything's internet. A credit card, a digital phone call, everything. Your banking. And you think all the debanking and harassment we've gone through with BlackRock and the rest of it was bad. Jamie Dimon got asked about it and said, grow up. That's his response. Well, you debanked Trump and his whole family. Should you get in trouble? Oh, just grow up. Grow up? You put us in a digital straitjacket? Australia launches youth social media ban. It says will be the world's first domino. I was going to put in the live show headline, first domino, before I saw this article. That's the government's going, ha, 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 it's the first domino for the whole world, and now we're going to get total control, social credit score. They're saying it. So, Drudge, look, you're smart. I know. Get the headline right. Australia implements internet ID. And with that, everything else. And I told Texas, you know, good people in it, let's not let kids get on Pornhub. Let's not let, the parents should be controlling that. And so now, oh, and the states have done this, oh, you've got to go do age verification or whatever, and that's the training wheels for the internet ID. The UK is passing internet ID and saying the same thing. Oh, we don't want kids to see pornography. Yeah, right. Keir Starmer's already tracking everything you're doing. Now he wants to be able to turn your internet off and bar you access. That's the social credit score. What China's got. And the first thing they got 9 years ago was their internet ID. And then right after that, they got the social credit score. It's the implementation of that. So, whew, bad, bad, bad. But they did it in Nigeria, but they implemented it too quickly, and they rioted, and it just destroyed the country, so they had to pull back. India's bringing it in. It is the holy grail of tyranny. So we've got that coming up. I always love the gaslighting out of the EU. It's the same talking point by Ursula von der Leyen and her ministers, the censorship ministers. They'll go, we don't censor. We have free speech in Europe. You just can't say things that are hateful or disinformation or that are rude. And we'll put you in jail for 5 years, 10 years, 3 years. You can't use the wrong pronouns or you go to jail for life. In Ireland. You got the European Central Bank saying, we're bringing in the internet ID. Canada's doing it right now. It's not like you hear a train 5 miles away. You're like, oh, yeah. No, it's like going by your house. Shaking the windows. It's here. And Trump has been opposing it for the United States and saying no central bank digital currency, no internet ID, any of that. And let's continue to hold the feet to the fire. He doesn't want one central digital currency. He says, just have a whole bunch. And that's the way to do it. You're going to have this technology. So have a whole bunch of AI. Have a whole bunch of digital currencies. Some places take this, some places take that. The answer is diversity in markets. Choice. But remember what the communists always say, Bernie Sanders, why are there 20 types of deodorant at the store? I only need one deodorant. Why are there 50 cereals? These are quotes. Why are there 30 different automobile companies? We don't need that. In Russia, they had one car company. These are quotes. And you think that doesn't make sense. That's idiotic. That kills innovation. That, they don't want any competition. They're scared of it. So that's all coming up. And so the latest on the Somalis, holy mackerel. It was $1 billion a week ago, $2 billion 5 days ago, $8 billion 2 days. And now they're finding just unlimited Obamacare fraud. And it's going to be in the tens of billions. And it's a wink, wink, because it's a tribal group and it's controlled. And that tribe, the ruling tribe there, are criminals and rule Somalia. And so they just bring the ruling criminal tribe over. And they are an absolutely perfect client group to be the bagmen for the Democrat Party. Just like they use MS-13 and TDA as their bagmen. The Somalis are the soldiers in the cities where they run this. In Maine and Minnesota and Washington State. In Texas, Tennessee. I mean, these people are sick. People call Waltz incompetent. Trump calls him that. Now, Waltz is a hardcore Chinese communist spy agent with that good boy act. That guy's a damn monster. That guy's a killer. You know who was behind that stuff up there in Minnesota on the 14th of June. That guy would put you and your family in a death camp in a second and watch your kids starve to death. I mean, he's a killer. That's a hardcore demon. All right, we're going to break. General Flynn's coming up. The 12 days of Christmas ends on this Sunday, the 14th. Store-wide, 40% off, and that includes the apparel. The apparel's got like a 60% markup. So, I mean, we're making like a dollar or two on that, but it's okay because I want you to get the shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, spread the word. It's also an amazing deal on the supplements. Ultramethylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, Ultramethylene Blue Caps, Ultramethylene Red is back. Proprietary, absolutely insane. We'll take an hour to get into it. If you love Methylene Red, the first run, another run just came in. Back in stock. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules and so much more. All the supplements are 40% off, but the Bovine Colostrum is selling out. It's still 40% off. Methylene Red is a limited run. So if you want to get that now. It'll stay at that price till it sells out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds this operation. It's simple. Do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get incredible products that enrich your life and empower your life while keeping us on the air. It is a no-brainer. And by the way, we've got the new creatine gummies that has the highest grade of creatine in it. One gummy is your recommended daily allowance of creatine. And we also have the powder. It's the same, you know, highest quality, best certified that we're able to private label the best type of creatine. You can just go to Grok and ask this type of creatine. Says it's the best. Grok says, oh, none of it's high. You know, this creatine is just absolutely insane. I mean, talk to a sports medicine guy, anybody. This stuff is incredible. And there's a limited run of this in two delicious flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry, right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's 40% off as well. We'll be right back. My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're either saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. Remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser, last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever, works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart, sodium for the cardiovascular, spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate?
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. News today. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, General Flynn, Michael Flynn is our guest for the next 20 minutes or so. He's the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to the president, and decades ago predicted exactly what happened with China and so much more. So he's also a visionary. He's a true American patriot. Everybody knows that. And everybody's been listening to him for a long time. But everything he's saying now is really breaking through at the White House to the president. Because Flynn's told Trump this stuff and they talk. But, you know, Trump's busy. You got to stay on him with this. But now you've got the chief of staff. You have the deputy chief of staff, Miller, you've got all these other talk show hosts saying we're being approached by Trump's CIA, saying this is a color revolution. That's what the Seditious Six is. That's what all these attacks on Hegseth are that have been proven to be total hoaxes. He wasn't even in on the call, striking the boat twice. And this is all ahead of a big event, false flag. This is on Fox News now, to discredit Trump. That is the final piece. Now, this audience knows that. General Flynn knows that in his sleep. The point is we're getting major traction, and if you expose that all these heads of the Hydras, the NGOs, the Somali garbage, the wars, the borders, is all coming out of this group, the American people can get that and then get behind Trump instead of fighting each little piece of it. And so that's my summation. But Patrick Byrne, who's done intelligence work, we'll leave it at that, work closely with Flynn, is flying in to give us a briefing on five big new subjects. But I wanted to get General Flynn just with an update on what's happening. And now Mike Benz is really dialed in. He already was, but he's dug into the Podesta plan. He calls it the Red Mirage because they use that term that they're still trying to use now. So this is serious. And so this is the engine doing all this. We have the world's attention right now. General Flynn, please brief us on the latest developments, where this is going, what we need to do as the American people, and what President Trump needs to do, sir.
Yeah, Alex, thanks very much. And I'll tell you, just for your audience and for many, many that will listen to this, the only reason why we're able to break through what is happening, break through this, you know, what is essentially this color revolution that's been going on for the better part of a decade now, is because of voices like yours. And there are other influencers out there who got it a long time ago and have continued to beat this drum. So we need to keep doing this because it is working. We are being effective in getting the word out. Now, I will say, in fact, the last time I think it was on your show, I kind of laid out, you know, the essence of the color revolution and the stages that we are in, the steps that are being taken against us to be able to continue to undermine, you know, the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Trump is now starting to really understand the depth and the extended period of time that we have been, that this revolution has been ongoing. Others have talked about a counter-revolution. I've labeled this as a form of the CCP's unrestricted warfare, which is essentially the conduct of a war without rules. I don't know what Patrick Byrne is going to talk about. I appreciate the fact that Patrick's been out there very publicly, and I've said this in different places. And I know Patrick's book. I helped him with the movie that he put out. Patrick worked for the United States government for decades, and you know, and then he was asked to do corrupt things, and he basically said, "I'm not going to do that." And then he turned the tables on people inside the government, and maybe that's what Patrick is going to be talking to you about. I hope it's that and more. I mean, many of the things that I'm now concerned about, and one of the things that I'm concerned about, and this has to do with Venezuela, I'm really concerned that we might see, because there's competing camps that are trying to get Trump's ear on which direction we should take in Venezuela. Never mind, you know, what we're learning about Russia and Ukraine and what's happening in Gaza. We can talk about that if you want. But what I'm concerned about, and I talked to a great friend of mine over the weekend about the Gulf of Tonkin false flag that got us into the depths of the Vietnam War, you know, and so at a certain point in time, everything that's going on down in Venezuela, down in the Gulf of America now, I will start to feel like we're being drawn into something that we don't necessarily want to be in. What we really want is what do I want? I want Maduro to be told, leave, you know, get the hell out of Dodge, and then allow the Venezuelan people to bring in basically the government that they voted for. In the likes of a couple of different people, and they, from everything I understand, they have a really good plan to be able to execute if Maduro's out of there. What we have to be, and this is really for President Trump and his team, but for the American people to understand, we have got to be careful that we don't get drawn into something, and a false flag is created. False flags this is something that our intelligence community, particularly the CIA, has done a lot of over many, many years to draw us into wars that are unnecessary. We're in Eastern Europe, you know, because it was unnecessary that it happened in 2014 during the Maidan Revolution. The CIA and the State Department were a big part of that under the Obama regime. The Biden regime, all they did was exacerbate the problem. We wouldn't have any of the death and the killing that's ongoing over there. We wouldn't be where we were had Donald J. Trump been able to stay in power during the stolen election of 2020. And so, you know, that mess is still going on, but I'm really concerned about what's happening in our own neighborhood. What I don't want is I don't want the the Chinese. I don't want the CCP to own beachfront property here in the, you know, here in our hemisphere, right? Beachfront property in front of the United States of America, which is essentially what they do now. So what the and I know I'm kind of honing in on Venezuela in this case, but I'm using it as an example of these sort of revolutions and this arena of unrestricted warfare that we are involved in. Now, all that said, I have been saying for a long, long time, the infiltration of this, principally the CCP, and mainly the CCP, but there are also elements. You can go back to, you can go back 40 or 50 years, but the infiltration into our government by Cuban elements, certainly by Venezuelan elements, but the Venezuelan elements are more tactical. They're, you know, the Tren de Aragua that we've learned about over the last, you know, this past year. Those are elements that have been creeping into our society, not since Donald Trump came into office or even during the last 4 years. They've been coming into the United States of America for a couple of decades. And they operate tactically to run these different drug cartels that have been operating in the streets of America. The Cubans, however, working with the Russians initially and now the Chinese, they've been infiltrating inside of our government for a long, long time. And so when I say infiltrating inside of our government,
we're talking about Mayor Bass of L.A. is an admitted Cuban intelligence asset.
There's people in prison right now that were spying for the Cubans. They're in prison right now. They were closely tied to people inside of our government. So this infiltration is not just some Cuban that's sitting inside of the State Department or inside of the intel community. It's people who they recruit and then they get to work for them. And I'm not talking about, you know, this many. I'm talking about lots. I'm talking about 10 times that or more, maybe 1,000 times that, because it's been going on for so long.
Well, Roger Stone, you know, is married to a Cuban lady and is deep in the Cuban community. He says like a third or more of Republican officials, including some in Congress that say they're conservative, are on the payroll for decades of the Cuban intelligence.
Yeah, it's very, very important to understand that. And so, you know, how deep does that go? How high up in our administration, this current administration, never mind the left, how high up does it go? Does it go to the, you know, the undersecretary level? Does it go to a secretary level? You know, these are the kinds of things that our government has to be dealing with and looking at. And I know President Trump is smartening up to all of this. He understands all of this. What he is learning again as president the second time is how difficult it is to break through the cement walls. These aren't glass barriers. These are cement walls that are thick and they got barbed wire inside of the cement. It's that hard to break through the Department of Justice, the U.S. intelligence community, particularly the CIA and other elements in our government. I mean, even in Department of War, there's subversives operating in there that have been.
Where I was going briefly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the admiral, they said, Hegseth told the truth. They called, said, we're clear to fire. He said, do it. He went on to his next thing. He wasn't there. He didn't watch. They talked to the judge advocate generals. They said, hit the boat again. That's standard procedure. Right. All of that was a lie. So it wasn't just a leak. It was classified fake leak to undermine the president and the secretary of defense. That's sabotage. That's treason. I saw Hegseth, who I think is a good guy overall, very smart in ways. Yeah. I saw him saying, whoever the Wall Street Journal sources or whoever the Washington Post sources are, the Washington Post, suck. No, they don't suck. They lied on purpose. Part of the whole don't follow the illegal order narrative for this soft coup. So we need to find out who did that, and they need to be charged with serious crimes. Correct, General?
I mean, 100%. I mean, this is a period of an age, even though they tried to physically assassinate Donald Trump, and he needs to be very careful. The director of the Secret Service, you know, they need to protect that man, you know, I mean, like they should all the time. But what they do and what they're trying to do to Pete Hegseth, and frankly, they tried to do it to Tulsi before, whenever there's bad news for them, and particularly the Seditious Six, what they try to do is they then try to assassinate by narrative. And this is a tactic of the left to assassinate by narrative. I mean,
it was a total lie. Like Trump saying the KKK are fine people. He said they're horrible people. They just lie.
Right, right. So, I mean, they will continue to lie. They will continue to target those of us whose voices matter. Those of us who are standing up and standing our ground, you're one of them, you know, and your great audience that has continued to support you. And thank God that they have, because we need your voice. We need other voices that are out there. You're about to have one, I guess when Patrick comes in, maybe today or tomorrow. But I mean, we need to have these voices right now who understand the geopolitical environment that we are in, as well as the homeland security environment that we need. And right now there's a balance that Donald J. Trump is trying to do. He's trying to balance everything that the American American national security needs to make sure that we stay on top of overseas, right? And trade and all the stuff and all the different wars that are going on, the reconstruction efforts.
But if he doesn't go after the deep state, it's not going to matter.
It will not matter one iota. That's the second part of this thing, is this homeland security environment. And I'm not talking about securing the borders or getting rid of all these illegals. I'm actually talking about basically getting in and revolutionizing our government. I mean, reforming our government, getting inside of the components of our government that actually are doing damage to his ability to be able to lead this country.
And he has the bully pulpit, as you said 2 weeks ago. As you said 2 weeks ago, he needs to address the nation. He's done it in little ways and through his surrogates. A week after you said that, I saw the surrogates go out. It was confirmed. They listened to you. They said this is true. They had a CIA briefing literally telling the media this. So that's a huge breakthrough, but it's not a one-off. It's got to be the war drum of, we have these criminal group inside that's generating all these attacks. It's the mothership firing all the torpedoes. You got to take it out. So I saw you on Bannon. Can you elaborate on this? I know Trump wanted you back. I know you can do a lot on the outside, but you said, no, I'm out of this. And even when I tried to get you to run for president when Trump wasn't sure he was, you said, no, I think we're going to draft Trump. But I saw you say, won't you elaborate, that you're ready to be brought back in. And I'm telling you, there's nobody as good as you, General. And I know you're like George Washington. You want to be at the farm. I know you're out in the country fighting the tyranny. But is it time for us to really pressure Trump? And where would he bring you in?
Well, in terms of coming, going back into the government, number one, President Trump understands that I have remained loyal to him, but not loyal to a fault. He knows if I disagree with him, I'll let him know that. And I have. He's been very supportive, and he's working his tail off. I mean, the man is, now he's going to go around, the country and basically rally until 2026 to make sure that we stay in the House. So he's got to do that. I mean, I am in different roles right now that I play, so to speak, on behalf of trying to continue to protect this country from being destroyed. And I want people to understand that this is not about, the left and the right, the Democrat and Republican, conservatives and liberals. This is about a completely different ideological underpinning that the left wants in this country. And what is most concerning to me, and they call it the Red-Green Alliance, I call it the Axis of Resistance, is this coming together of communists and Islamists in this country, as that are not just showing up in mosques or showing up.
They sign up with the Democrats for every form of fraud.
Everything. Everything. And inside of our Congress right now, I mean, when they did a recent vote on making sure that, we didn't allow socialism in our government, it was like 92 of them voted against it, like that they voted for the idea that socialism was OK. So how many do we have? I used to say about 25%. Maybe it's more like 50%. And it's not just the Democrats. I actually think that there's probably some, Republicans in name only when you start looking at voting records. So the bottom line here is whatever I end up doing, I'll continue to do what I'm doing, which I have a passion.
Oh, you're very effective right now. I just saw you say, we can play the clip. You're just like, well, yeah, okay. They asked me to serve. I will.
Yeah. I mean, if I serve anyway, if the president came and said, hey, Mike, I'd like to have you come back into the government in some capacity. How best do you think that you can help? And I have I have a large network of people around the world, as well as right here in this.
But
country.
What you have is the 360, 35,000 exactly. Full spectrum thing. You need to be commanding the task forces to go after the deep state. Like we had Doge with Elon, they should bring him back. We need you in there as a national security roving czar to working with Ed Martin to go after the deep state.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like I said, I mean, I think I said on as the czar to, you know, to basically, you know, get after the deep state. You know, I looked at a video this morning, Alex, of me on Al Jazeera back in 2015 this morning. And in that video, somebody sent it to me and said, man, you ought to play this one again. I might post it on my X site later.
Please
today.
Do. We'll play it or send it to me, please. Yeah, sir.
But in that video, I was talking to it was on Al Jazeera, and I was doing a debate with a guy, you know, the host of the Al Jazeera at that time. And I was talking about the rise of ISIS. I was talking about the threat to our homeland. I was talking about Syria and the Free Syrian movement that we now, you know, I mean, like everything that I said, it's about probably a 3-minute clip. It's all happened. That was 10 years ago. Everything that I said. And the guy was like, you know, at the time he's calling me a conspiracy theorist. Really? He's saying, no, how can, you know, you're wrong. But I didn't go on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. I went on Al Jazeera. I went into the, you know, into the bowels of hell, really, because Al Jazeera has been a mouthpiece for these terrorist networks around the world.
And by the way, one week before the terror attack in D.C. on the Guard, you said the next few months, look for the jihadis to start hitting. Now it's been confirmed that he was in communication, very close, working with the guy that tried to suicide bomb Fort Worth. So this is, and now it's come out that he that the shooter in D.C., he's on video, he's not a suspect, mm-hmm. he's on video shooting the guard, that he was being commanded by some group.
Yeah. And the media, the big media, didn't want to tie those two guys together. In fact, they didn't even want to report on the potential bombing suspect in Fort Worth at all. They wanted that one to die because they didn't want to all of a sudden go, shoot, these guys, you know, what other coordinated attacks are being planned? I mean, we're getting ready to go into the holiday season here. And this
we
is
had
a
groups
time
connected
where,
to him shoot up the baseball right. field and shoot the coach. Exactly. This is really. So are they
very real?
Are they probing or? I mean, what's happening?
Well, last thing I think is it's complexity, right? What we're looking at is cause chaos, cause a level of complexity that this government, Donald J. Trump's government, has a difficult time handling, in addition to all the other problems that they have. And that is a form of warfare. It is an unrestricted form of warfare. Yep, fight them economically. Yep, fight them
sabotage.
Politically. Fight them, but. You know, fight them in the information domain with whatever they got, you know, their control over TikTok and other social media platforms, but do physical things as well. Things like, you know, railroads and buses and trains and bombs at Fort Worth or shoot a couple of National Guardsmen inside of Washington, D.C. I mean, these are actually has happened. And what we've got to make sure of is that in this White House, who knows about that? Who's actually staying on top of it? Is it some small cell that's briefing the president of the United States? I don't think so. And that's where a guy like me plays in. Or is it our CIA or is it our intelligence community that we're spending, you know, God knows, $80, $100
billion?
Isn't
it encouraging, and I've confirmed this, that they did send a group of CIA to tell Fox, Newsmax, and a bunch of others, hey, this is a rogue CIA group. This is all an attempt to overthrow the country, which we already know is true. That shows that Trump's starting to get real traction, which we haven't seen any in the CIA from Ratcliffe. I mean, that's encouraging. That's at least the CIA fighting with itself.
Yeah, and I think it's because of pressure by the president. I don't think it's because they've done it on their own. I don't think Ratcliffe did it on his own. I think the president and start doing more and make sure that if...
So
if
Ratcliffe's exactly telling him he wants to hear, oh, yes, sir, we know it's the rogue CIA. Oh, well, I'm fixing it. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what reforms have we seen in that organization? I'm not talking about marginal reforms. I'm not talking about moving boxes around on a line and block chart. I'm talking about whole cloth reform. I mean, there's been some great ideas about what to do about it, but we haven't seen that, you know, and that kind of, I mean, these are big issues, but at
sir,
the same
I don't mean to
time,
cut you off. You've got to go soon. I keep you for 10 hours. I've got so many questions, but real quick, as you mentioned this, and hey, maybe I'm going to talk about it. You know what you want to talk about. What Trump coming out saying, Zelensky, you're basically a dictator. Ukraine's not a democracy. You're almost 2 years in after no election time because he wouldn't even read the peace plan. And so that's a good sign. So where are we going there? Are we forced to pull out of NATO because they're committed to go to war with Russia, but they can only do it with us? What's happening there, sir?
Yeah. I posted the other day that I thought that basically we've seen the end of NATO. I don't think that the reason why NATO was created was post-World War II, and that time frame is gone. It is no longer a defensive chartered organization. They have got to seriously consider at least threatening it, and certainly considering pulling out of NATO. Now, that's going to get all kinds of cards and letters into your show, and certainly death threats to me. But this is the kind of nonsense. And the European Union is NATO. NATO is the European Union. And the European Union leadership, what they do is they get together with Zelensky recently. That's a great picture. They're all telling Zelensky, hey, keep fighting, keep going, because it's money. There's a military, industrial, and security state complex in Europe, just as there is in the United States of America. And both of them are working in collusion to maintain the boogeyman of Russia. And all that's happening is Russia is falling further and further under the umbrella of China. And the more Russia falls under the umbrella of China, then we have a formidable enemy. We have a formidable adversary.
And it's supercharging
major nuclear powers.
Exactly. It's supercharging BRICS, all of it, which was always U.S. policy to not have them come together. I mean, what you're saying is correct U.S. proven doctrine. Why are the globalists going against against the West's interest, even though they are fighting with the Chinese? They're only thinking one-dimensionally.
Again, unrestricted warfare, war without rules, right? So the globalists, what's happening is the globalists, and they are a strong bloc. BRICS is part of it. You know, and you go India, China, wait a second, these guys are fighting each other.
So you're saying the globalists are really doing this to actually empower China?
Oh, in a huge, huge way. I mean, in a huge way. They see China as the rising star for this coming century, and this sort of the globalist leadership bloc wants to work very closely with them.
And notice how the EU is completely aligned with China now while they attack Russia, knowing it's driving Russia into China's arms. The Russians have got to be sophisticated enough to know that, right?
And another comment about the European Union and, you know, countries like the United Kingdom and France. These are not people go, oh, they're falling apart. They're falling to this. No, that's exactly what they want. So if you have, you know, 10% or 12% popularity rating in France for Macron or the UK for Starmer, I mean, they don't care. They're going to continue to move in the direction that they have been directed to move in. They're not working for their people. They're working for the globalist cabal that still emanates out of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We have got to continue to beat that drum as well.
GeneralFlynn.com. I'm going to twist your arm unless you've got a two-minute break. Just do five more minutes to put bookends on this. This is so important. We really appreciate you joining us. We'll be right back with hour number two. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.